This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rico walked in disgusted. Apparently the Troy Weaver press conference was a total waste of time. Let me show you my surprise face. But Rico, you wanted to pitch something here. And NBA draft's a couple days away. We'll get to Riley Green again. If you missed our conversation about it, odyssey.com rewind. It's there for you. And we're going to get back into it later in the show. But we need to talk about the NBA draft. And the Pistons have a really important draft pick coming up this week. And unfortunately, I don't think they're going to get who they want at five. Now, Rico has more hope for that than I do. But Rico, you're going to sell something here that might be a developing storyline. So please, the floor is yours.
Well, Mike, the developing storyline is still Ivy. And where is he going to go? All of a sudden, he's becoming that hot name. And I think more and more, they may have to do what you said. I'll give you full credit. You may have to package something that will get that number four pick to guarantee you get that spot. Now, Ivy and Sacramento, this is the weirdest combination type of thing, because this is why you say it was hope, and I say it's not. They haven't worked out. They asked Ivy, in talking with the media, they asked him about the Kings, and he was like, I haven't been in contact with them, and I didn't work out for them. If I get drafted there, it wouldn't be the worst option, but, there's been no contact. I can't see a team. And it would be Sacramento going full Sacramento, taking somebody that they didn't even take the time to get a physical on, to work out once. Do you want to play that game of chicken and move up to secure that number four pick and know that you have that person? Because now you may want to do that, because it's looking like Jaden Ivey or Chet Holmgren could be that guy. Chet Holmgren paired up with Cade Cunningham. I think you also got something to build on.
Where are these reports where Chet now can't play basketball? Can we drill down on this a little bit? Is this Bob's basketball?
No, it's not Bob's basketball, but he's limiting the amount of teams that he's doing physicals for.
Smart.
It's kind of like with Sharp, where the reviews are coming out and it's like, maybe we could do better than taking him with the second overall pick, which is where I see Paolo Banchero moving up to two, and now he falls. Now it's almost for a fit purpose. Does now Houston say, okay, he's our guy, or do they go someplace else?
I will tell you that Rico's falling victim to draft week sizzle. I don't buy it. Chet Holmgren could still justifiably, without anyone batting an eyelash, go number one in this draft. You want to sell me that Chet's fallen to five? Okay, here's the game we'll play. Because this is going to show me how many idiots we have. Very simple. If Chet falls to five, you run the card up there, and we all do cartwheels. Like, there's no voice of dissent with Chet at five. There's nothing. There is no other argument. There is no other side. There is no blank camp. There is no argument. There's nothing. If Chet falls to five, you take him 100 out of 100 times, which is every reason he won't fall to five. And I'm not changing my opinion. I'm absolutely going to do everything within reason to move up to four. Because...
Well, that's what I said. Four is the cutoff number.
Yep.
You want that four spot. And if you're the Pistons, you got to do whatever it takes to get that spot. And I think they're one of the few teams that can actually offer something.
Well, because they're right there at five. That's the key. And look, you've seen Indiana at six. And the rumors swirling is they're offering Christian Duarte, who was a very nice rookie out of Oregon, scorer, played like a vet, Duarte in six to get to four. It's probably not enough. So, look, I am very careful about what I believe the week of the draft. Okay, the Chet thing, guys, you're knocking him for he's limiting who he's working out for. Okay, well, then you haven't paid attention to the top of the NBA draft in about a decade. Nobody works out for everybody. These agents and these camps, if you will, steer their clients where they want. Chet doesn't need to work out for anyone. I will still be stunned if he doesn't go top three. Stunned. Not really? Surprised. Stunned.
I think he goes top four.
Then my point is proven. We can't be at five.
And that's why I said you got to do whatever it takes to move up to that four spot to guarantee you're going to get one of those four. Because I do think there is a little bit of shuffling. I'm not falling for the draft week things. It's just, they're looking at Chet, and I think they see what I see. He's good, but it's going to take a little bit of time to get him beefed up to actually do something in the NBA night after night. That's the only thing. Whereas other guys, man, you could plug and play and instantly see some success.
Ooh.
Oh, I think you can get that with Jabari. I think you can get that with Ivy.
Right,
I think
we're
you
not,
get
that. We're not getting Jabari is no, 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 out no, no, of this
no,
conversation.
No, Mike, I'm saying of the top four picks, which is why you want number four and why I think Chet is falling to that fourth spot because the other three guys look like they're more NBA ready right now.
If he falls to four and ends up in Sacramento and we're sitting here at five, I'm telling you, you are going to rue the day you didn't move up. There is no fifth guy. See, this is where fans are fooling themselves. And this is what people do. They change reality to fit the reality they want. Piston superfan, all 12 of them, are sitting out there right now convincing themselves there's five guys they want in this draft. Go back a month. We were talking about getting the number one, two, or three pick.
Right.
Not getting greedy. Stay in the top three. Worst case, stay in the top four.
Yep.
But now you're at five. So what does the average dunce cap do? Find a guy they can convince themselves they need to fall in love with. There is no player
there. No, I thought it was Sharp. But as he keeps working out,
it's not him.
You're starting to see maybe there was a reason why he didn't want to play at Kentucky.
Listen,
he didn't want people to see the limitations of his game.
I am all about you tune out the noise, you look at your rebuild, here's what the Pistons needed. They needed to have back-to-back high-impact drafts. Cade was a blessing. Now we needed to come back and stack another big-time tank-rific draft. They didn't get it. They got screwed. So now I'm going to pay a tax to unwind that bad luck. And what is it? Guys, you can laugh. You can do whatever you like. I'm moving a future first-round pick. I'm moving Jeremy Grant. I'm doing whatever it takes within reason to get to four. If the Kings come back, I remember there was a draft.
So move this year's swap, this year's first and a protected first next year?
Yep. If that's the cost, I'm doing it. Because I'm not sitting here and not walking out of this draft without a franchise cornerstone. This town, these fans, this organization cannot have another year of 20 wins. We are on.
So basically let Sacramento become this year's Atlanta Hawks.
Yes.
And trade out of the pick. You take that person, and then they end up with Trae Young. Like when they did the whole,
Look, Dallas and Atlanta had that moment. I can't emphasize it enough. You're on the clock. Cade is all smiles right now, and he wants to be here. Here, reference the Buffs again. But the reality is, it doesn't take long in today's game to sour your young superstar, okay? They need another guy on a rookie deal. They can grow together. I am not going to hand him Keegan Murray and say, be happy.
Yeah.
I can't.
No.
Oh, but wait. Second place is the Steak Knives and Benedict Mathurin. I'm not doing that. And Troy Weaver's got to be bold, and he's got to try. And I can't hold him to a standard of at all costs. No, I'm not doing that. Within reason. But Rico, if you're telling me you think Chet's falling, it's actually a hedge. Mm-hmm. Because Jaden or Chet,
yeah,
they're both in that grouping. I'm going to go to four. I'm in the showcase showdown. I get the washer or the dryer. I'll take either. Mm-hmm. What you don't want is the summer sausage.
Right.
Thanks for playing. Get your pets spayed and neutered.
Because there really is a drop-off between four and five.
I just don't see how you I don't
see. Now
you
got to get lucky. Now you got to get somebody who, and honestly, Mike, the person who I would take if I had been stuck with five is somebody that you wouldn't take at five because you're going to say, well, that you're reaching for him.
Who?
Would be Abaji from Kansas. Because at least I know that he's a scorer. He can play. He can go out there and flat out shoot and get things done. But you'll be taking him too high.
And understand the Keegan Murray thing, guys. On paper, I get it. He's going to be 22 years old before the season starts. I mean, and why is it relevant? It's not 1995. Every player coming out of the draft used to be 21, 22 years old. Okay? Wake Forest got 3 years of Tim Duncan. When you are in this draft and you are drafting a 19-year-old, I want you to think about the development of young athletes from 19 to 20, from 20 to 21, and 21 to 22. That is three off seasons. The development you're missing by taking Keegan Murray, it's sunk costs. It's waiting outside of a bar for an hour. You're never getting that time back. Doesn't matter if you leave the line and go to another bar.
Right.
This is, I am highly against in the high lottery taking, you want to call them mature players, you want to call them upperclassmen, I call them old farts. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because they asked Troy Weaver about the upside of guys. Quote, to me, upside is growth and a mindset. I don't prescribe that a 23-year-old can't grow and doesn't have upside. There are guys who are 18 and limit themselves. I see young people and think that it's going to be a while. It's a mental aspect. Basically saying the opposite of what you said.
Yeah.
I could take a 23-year-old and there's still some improvement
there. He's also not in the business of taking himself out of the Keegan Murray market publicly. So I want to, let's be careful. You're not going to go up there and be like, Goulet, I don't draft old people. No, come on. That's if I'm GM, I'd probably do that. But I want to hear from the people. If Chet were to fall, don't we run the card up? Or are some of you bozos still going to tell me you wouldn't take him at five?
Well, you know what school he went to.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.